I'm Brandon Tartikoff, chairman of NBC Entertainment, and I've got a hit idea for the new fall season.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 96 of Saved by the Podcast, a podcast dedicated to chronologically reviewing and discussing every episode of Saved by the Bell. My name is Omega Def, and I am joined, just like I always am, by my friend forever, the King of Captains, Captain Marvelous.
You know, some people think that we're malicious, but no. We're delicious.
Like Buff Bagwell and Scott Norton.
Yeah, it's like you're the stuff and I'm Flash.
Okay.
You know, they used to call me Flash back in my wrestling days when I used to wrestle for New Japan.
No, did not know that.
Yeah.
So, man, I've gotten pretty used to doing that intro there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's life going to be like when, like, I don't say that every week anymore?
You mean like in three episodes?
Aww. Yeah.
Well, okay. We joke about it, but I want to make this clear. We still have the college years as...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know people aren't as excited about that as, you know, the proper or Ms. Bliss, but we still got 13 episodes of the college years to do. So, you know, we still got a couple of weeks left with our audience.
Sweet.
We got three episodes, though, of Saved by the Bell. Left. Wow. That's it. Three.
Including this one?
No, after this one. We got this clip show. Then we got next week the episode with the school song.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got another clip show.
Okay.
And then that's it. It's our final episode, graduation.
All right, time out. I just want to tell everybody, in case they don't know, the clip show episodes of these shows, normally you would hear that and you'd be like, okay, over, or at least please fast forward to the end, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. But our clip shows are fun because it's clip shows of us talking about all these moments.
Yes. So it's not like Omega Def will say, like, yeah, and then Screech remembers the time he fell in the sand, and then I'll play a clip of, like, the Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And if you know us, we probably stretched that clip of Screech falling in the sand by like 20 minutes. And out of those 20 minutes, we probably talked about the scene for 30 seconds.
Yes. So, yeah. So our clip shows tend to be 9.5 hours long.
Yes.
Yes. So anyways, but I mean, that being said, we've got a good clip show. And it's funny that it's a clip show within a clip show.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dude it.
All right. So, this is episode 82 of Saved by the Bell. Episode 96 of Saved by the Podcast. That's crazy.
Okay. You know what's weird? You know how Facebook puts like...
That means we've based on like 100 episodes of this now.
Yeah, that's true, because we do have so many extras.
Oh, you know what sucks?
What?
That means our final episode's going to be episode 99. We don't even make 100. What?
Well,
we keep saying final episode. That's not true, though. Yeah. So this episode aired on November 21st, 1992.
Okay. You know, like, you go on Facebook and it says, like, share your memories or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, all ones...
I share memories sometimes.
All the ones that have come up recently, they're all, like, discussing future podcast ideas with Omega Def.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, how many years ago now? Like, three?
Like, yeah, like two or three, and it says, like about to record our first episode, and we're, like, all excited, and, yeah.
Well, that's a good way to keep track of things. So we've had an anniversary that we didn't even recognize.
Probably.
Yeah. I thought we could at least celebrate 100, but that's going to be, like, the first episode of college years or something. Oh, no, it's going to be a movie.
No.
Isn't there a movie? Isn't there a movie?
But it takes place after college years.
Oh.
The next movie we have to do is the wedding, Las Vegas wedding, and that's the final chapter of this whole saga.
That's right. Yeah, we got to get there. So, okay. That aired on November 1992. What?
You're roboting.
Oh, no. Am I still roboting?
Okay, not now.
Okay, thank you. This episode aired on November 21st, 1992, and it's called Best Summer of My Life.
Hmm. Curiouser and curiouser, I say.
I say as well. All right, so we start off with a regular theme song.
They're backloading them now.
Yeah, they're just whatever. They're just throwing them whatever. All right, so our episode begins, and Zemo, or Zach Morris, as you may know him, is dancing in his bedroom with a tennis racket, and he's like playing it like it's a guitar.
Oh,
and
he's kind of doing like
Angus Young kicks.
So he's dirty dancing? So,
he's kind of the poor man's Angus Young is what I'm getting at, I guess. Yes, he's dirty dancing with the guitar, and sometimes it looks like, is he doing a guitar thing, or is he doing a, hey, look at my wiener thing?
I think both. Especially when he like lays down on the bed, and then he puts the tennis racket, and he's going like with his mouth going like, boing.
Yeah, that boing is kind of a dead giveaway, I would say.
We get a cute ruffled hair Morris Zemo for this one.
Yeah,
it's adorable. He's sleepy time Morris.
Yeah, sleepy time Morris. So sleepy time Morris sits up from his bed that he falls onto his bed while he's playing his air guitar, right? So he sits up and he looks at us and he goes, you know, guys, breaks fourth wall immediately because, you know, why not? It's a clip show. You're going to really have to do that.
That's a jerk.
All right. So he tells us, you know, it's such a drag being homesick, especially on the first week of school. Not.
Wait, aren't they graduating in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, I really like, I would have missed all of that, but you're absolutely right. It's like they went to the prom, and then they had their midterms, and then now it's the first week of school, but then they're going to graduate.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's good stuff. And then Tori's there, and then Tori's not there, and then he likes her, and then he doesn't like her.
Yeah, the hottest couple, but then he's like getting two blonde girls under a table.
All right, so anyway, so Zach Morris hits us with the super funny 90s joke of not.
What?
Yeah.
He got us.
Yeah, he totally did. I didn't realize he wasn't serious.
He only would have gotten me more if he would have said, psych.
He's like, think about this now. He's breaking the fourth wall, yep. And he's using sarcasm.
What? Dude, that guy...
That's sophisticated.
Yeah. That's like, that's like six walls he's breaking.
Yeah. So he says to us, he's like, believe it or not, my mom wanted me to stay home today. He says, really? She said I wore myself out so bad working all summer. And she said I needed to rest. And he says, who am I to argue?
Well, you know what? His mom's not. I think she's all there.
Right. So then Zach says, you know, get time to catch up on my reading. And he pulls up a magazine and starts flipping through it.
Can I guess what magazine?
Go ahead, guess.
Outlaw Biker.
It is Outlaw Biker magazine.
Is it the special summer issue they always come out with every year?
I mean, it must be. It's around summertime, but I think it might...
The leather-clad bikini babes?
Yeah, because we're going to find out later in the episode. I wasn't going to spoil it, but we're going to find out later. That's okay. So, Zach starts flipping through a copy, presumably a summer copy of Outlaw Biker magazine, mm-hmm. and says, it's time to catch up on my reading. So the phone rings, right? And he picks it up, says, hello, because he's sick, right? He's Ferris Bueller, basically. He's a poor man's Ferris.
But he's not sick. He just told us his mom told him to take the day off.
Yeah. Well, his mom's calling him up on the phone. And he tells us that she's at work. Worry. So Zach says, yeah, you're right, Mom. I did need a day off to rest. And so Zach, is he taking one day off? He's taking the whole week off. Taking the first day off of school, is that's no big deal. I'm just sure there's lots of kids who miss the first day. Or like, oh, they forgot that school started or something.
Yeah.
But I did that all the time, man. I'd tell you, I didn't really like go away, but...
Dude, I totally forgot it was the first day of school for like a whole year.
That's right. Yeah, you kind of know how I feel about learning, you know?
Yeah, learning's for suckers.
Yeah.
That's how we feel here at Saved by the Podcast.
Yeah. It's like, you know how all the Saved by the Bells, I don't know if they do it on Netflix, but they always start with the E/I in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's like educational and informative.
Is that really what it stands for?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what the EI, like, yeah, you'll see it, but anyways, but like, well, our show...
I don't like to learn, so that's why I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I think for our show, it would be a U/U, where it's like uneducational and uninformational. We should draw up a little... Now that we're on the final episodes of the show, we should draw up a new logo.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? We already got the high audio quality. We got Zemo happening now.
What if we got a sweet logo right now? Can you do it, Cap? With a U/U?
Yes, I'll make that right now.
Or even, you know what? We already have the old Stay by the Podcast, the we did on comic book paper for me.
Yeah.
You have a copy of that somewhere, don't you? Like a picture?
Not sure I do.
Yeah. Throw a little UU on there. We're calling it a day. All right. So anyway, so Zach hangs up the phone with his mom, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Mom, we're out of Oreos. And he like shakes an empty bag of Oreos, and so his mom's gonna go buy him some Oreos.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, I officially Zach forever now. All right, so Zach Zemo tells us, anyways, it was a really great summer. In fact, it was the best summer of my life. Okay, at which point we start shooting to outside. We start showing the outside shot of Malibu Sands. And we hear Zach still doing the voiceover, right? And he tells us, we spent most of it at the beach. It all started when Lisa's parents landed the whole gang summer jobs at the beach club.
You, like, roboted out, like, every other word in that sentence, but it was so awesome, we're just going to keep it that way.
Okay, because what does it really matter anyway, right?
Exactly.
It's the whole effort, we'll do it live.
Yes.
Right. One of these days, I'll swear on the show. So, we go to the clip of the thing. Oh, yeah, we do. What about. Whoa. In the interest of keeping everything in here, let's go back to that gimmick where I'm like, hey, Captain, remember that time we talked about that time that they were playing volleyball?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go to our first clip.
So now we go to the beach, and Zach runs up to two girls in bathing suits who are like laying around putting suntan lotion on themselves. And he says, excuse me, let me help you with that. And just takes the like suntan lotion out of her hand. And he goes, it's a new service of the club. And she's just like, okay. So Zach, that's what his new job is? To just go like...
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm telling you. It's like, oh, hey, you need something? All right.
I'll rub this all over your body. Anyway, so Zach starts rubbing lotion all over this girl, and then the brunette girl goes, ooh, will you do me next? She says it like that.
She does.
This isn't that other...
This isn't Saved by the Bell.
Right. We didn't get the wrong one, did we?
No.
It feels like it's like that a little bit. Shot weird?
Yeah.
Like, anything can happen? We've already seen, like, a bunch of... How many murders have happened so far?
Like, five?
Yeah, I was going to say six, but I think you're right. I think
and then there was, like, there was that Cut Day episode.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking in this episode alone.
Oh, this episode alone, yeah. Well, I missed one of them, I guess.
Yeah, because you got up there for a minute. Yeah, so scared.
Yeah.
I think we're at five or six.
No, okay.
So, Zach goes, you know what? I got two hands. I'll do you both. Which is weird because it seems like he would want to just like, yeah, I'll do you next. That way it takes me longer. I can stay over here longer. Instead, he's just going to get them both done more efficiently. And then he's going to have to go. You know what I'm saying, Captain?
I do know what you're saying.
He's behind him. Maybe this is more my area of expertise.
Well, I know nothing about this.
Right. Well, let me tell you, Captain. This is how it works. If you're not on sitcom, and you just you're using the, if you put the suntan lotion on two of them, You do it one at a time, man.
You just make the other one wait.
Yeah, yeah. No one's gonna enjoy it. Like, you're gonna not do it good for anybody.
Huh?
And then you get to do it for longer. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then when you're done, then you do it to both.
Okay. I'll
write that down.
How do you spell both?
B-O-F.
Both. Okay.
Yeah. So, all the old ladies love him. They give him a bunch of cash. And I think it's because he lets him touch his butt after his shift. So then he goes over to this table with two young girls. And he says, oh, hey, let me help you. And he pulls their table, their chairs out for them. And they say, hey, here's your tip. And he says, oh, thank you. You're very generous. And I've got a tip for you two lovely ladies. I'm free tonight. And they both, like, giggle. And then they just, but they leave without, like, talking to him or giving him, we got a fun down there. And yes. Is there anything? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, they just walk away.
They totally don't buy it. You know why?
Because
they are rich and they are better than him.
Yeah.
He's just a waiter.
Exactly.
Yes, he's a... He's the help. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't date the help.
Alright, so we cut back to Zach, and he is laying on his bed asleep. And Screech peeks at his head in the room. And he says, Zach, are you asleep? And then he walks in. By the way, he's got the giant 6-foot Magic Johnson poster on his door.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to say Screech has the giant 6-foot afro.
Oh, no. No, Zach's got this 6-foot Magic Johnson, poster on his door.
Yeah.
Because he's the... But I mean, it makes a little sense. He's the Lake... This is the Lakers.
Yeah.
Right?
He's Showtime.
It's just funny because I kind of remember that poster. I certainly remember it from the show. But it's not really that dynamic of a Magic Johnson picture.
It's like Magic doing a layup.
It's not even doing a layup. He's like shooting a crappy 3-pointer that's not going to land. You can see how close he is to, like, whatever. Scott and Scottie Pippen's right there about to reject him too. You can tell that.
It's like, I don't know. He's catching a rebound or something.
Yeah, something like that. Look, he's catching a rebound. Let's put it on a 6-foot poster. That's the best. He did weird like no look passes and stuff, but no.
Yeah, you're right. You see like. Somebody's leg there. It's either like...
It's Scottie Pippen.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with that. It looks like a Bulls. It could be the Bulls or the Hawks. Well, Scottie Pippen owned them all.
Right.
You remember that. When he used to like dunk on Patrick Ewing all the time?
Yep.
Remember that time we said that on this show?
Oh.
Well, I don't because I don't remember what episode it was, so...
Yeah, good luck finding that, Captain.
Just random Scottie Pippen talk.
We can break the 45th wall for a second. Captain asked me to specifically not do that thing where I mention old episodes that he now has to go find and do extra work, so I promised I wouldn't. And now you just did it to yourself.
I'm not going to look for that.
So Screech, I know. So anyways, so Screech comes tiptoeing in and is like, Zach... And then finally, he's like, screams and pushes him in the back. And he's like, Zach, wake up! And Zach wakes up and he goes, what? And Screech goes, oh, good, you're awake.
You know what's
basically,
weird?
I could have just said Screech walks in and Frogs Are Us, and now Zach's awake.
Yeah, Screech is a moron. And he's dressed like a dirty clown or something.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's weird? Like,
what's
Zach has all this sports stuff around like his room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Magic Johnson poster. He has like a Janet Jackson poster.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing he has about the Los Angeles Raiders which is supposed to be like, oh, this is the one of the most fearsome teams. They're scary. It's like this cute little,
oh yeah,
like fluffy pillow figure.
Yeah. Exactly. So Screech wakes Zach up, and Zach wants to know what Screech is doing here. And Screech tells him, well, I came here to cheer you up. And Zach responds appropriately by saying, thanks, bye. Which, you know, Zach's a total jerk, and that is a jerk move. But then again,
yeah,
that's what you got to do, Screech.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you just say, like, hi, bye, get rid of him.
Right. So Screech says, well, don't you want to hear about the surprise algebra test we had today? And Zach freaks out and says, a surprise test on the first week? They keep saying the first week, but isn't it the first day?
Yeah, you're totally right. I didn't even notice that. He does keep saying the first week.
Yeah.
So like you said, did he miss the whole week?
Exactly. Is this like Friday or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would they? Oh, whatever. And so Screech tells him, yeah, Zach, you got a zero. There's no making that up because you were sick and it was the first day of school, but you get a zero no matter what.
Yeah.
Whatever, screw that. So Zach tells Screech he's not cheering him up at all. And so Screech tells him, well, forget about it. I brought over pictures. Wonder where this is going. And Zach says, oh, yeah. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. Screech didn't say that. That was me saying, I wonder where this is going. That was clear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really take a breath in between there. So it's my save by the podcast, Cadence. I don't really talk like that in real life. Actually, I do, and that's why people don't like me. Okay, so Zach says, wow, okay, my birthday.
My gimmick.
Screech says, wow, it's a birthday party at the beach club. As he starts looking through the pictures, right? And Screech says, hey, look, there's one of me and Lisa. And Zemo says, looks like she's trying to crack open a coconut on your head.
I remember how last week she was, like, totally sweet to him and mm-hmm. telling that other girl she sucked because she mistreated him because he was so nice.
I can tell you exactly what happened if I didn't already explain it last week. Is Jesse Spano was no longer there, right?
Uh-huh.
So they needed the ultimate, like, flip-flopper hypocrite.
No, of course.
They just projected that on Lisa.
Wait, no. But the time she was nice to him, Jesse was there.
Oh, well, then I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why you need to stop me when I start saying stupid stuff. Now everybody knows I'm an idiot, you know? They could have just thought I was an idiot, but now they know. So Zach goes, Screech says, yeah, she was trying to, Lisa wants that picture blown up. Of the one where she's trying to kill him with a coconut?
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, wait a minute. Or is it me she wanted blown up? Which is also plausible that she said that because, you know, that's what she does.
Yeah, she just wants him to die horribly. And that's the joke.
Yep. Ha 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 ha. So, Zang says, it was a great summer, huh? And, says, Screech says, I think I had too much fun. I've never had so much fun in my whole life. And Screech goes, oh my god, I bet I never will again. And he starts crying.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's pretty obvious. Screech has been on a downward slide for a very long time.
I was going to say, that's pretty accurate what he just said.
Right. So he's just starting to realize that. I mean, you know, soon he's going to... beyond the college years.
Yes.
And even not very much longer after that, he's going to be on some new class stuff, right?
Yep. And after that, he's going to be in...
Is he in
jail
new class?
Somewhere. Is he what?
Is he in every new class?
I think he shows up... I think he shows up like halfway through the first season or beginning of the second or something like that. Because I think new class started while college years was still going.
And this is a totally dumb question, but new class is not the kids from the last clip show, is it?
Nope.
Okay. So anyway, Zach tells Screech to stop crying. He tells him, you're going to get my magazines all wet. So once again, he doesn't care about Screech actually crying. He just cares that Screech's crying is getting his copies of Outlaw Biker wet.
Yeah, like a jackass, he leaves them out in the open when those collectibles should be put away somewhere safe.
Right. So Screech says, "That's all right, Zach. It's the swimsuit issue." So that's when we So now we realize that Zach was reading the swimsuit issue of Outlaw Biker.
The leather-clad bikini babes.
And here's the other part. He just, like, whatever he was doing, reading it, quote-unquote, he just, like, finished, and then he just threw it on the floor. And Screech comes in and, like, finds it. That's and it's the swimsuit issue. It would already be weird if it's Outlaw Biker, right? But it's the swimsuit issue?
Well, he knows that. Well, actually, I was going to say, he knows that Screech has seen that before, but he doesn't know Screech is going to walk in.
I was going to say, more like Whack Morris.
So he's not Zemo anymore?
He's Whack Morris. That's what everybody called him after he got caught with the swimsuit issue Outlaw Biker at school. Oh, man. So, sometimes you're a little too weird even for me. What does that mean? Too weird for anybody, first of all. But is Zach all that weird?
I don't know. I don't care.
So then Screech says...
I don't know.
So Screech says, "Me, weird." Go on. Like he doesn't believe it. And he says, "No, Screech, seriously, dude. Think of all the goofy things you did this summer." And he starts pointing a picture and he goes, "For example, look at this picture."
Yeah.
Which leads into the time that we talked about, you know, that time Screech was dressed like a hot dog.
So then we see Screech walking around in a giant hot dog outfit?
Yes.
And he said, "Hot dogs, right this way! Get your hot dogs half the price of the Sand Cafe and twice the taste! Hot dogs!" And Mr. Croce comes up, and he's like angry, and Zach tells Screech, she's like, "All right, keep it up, Mr. Wiener." Foreshadowing. And he says, "Hear ye, hear ye. The Malibu Sands July 4 celebration is upon us. I now call for Uncle Sam to ring in the games."
And dude, is this a part where Screech comes out dressed like Hitler?
Is he dressed like Hitler? He comes out dressed like an old man with like a mustache and a hat. He doesn't look like Hitler in the least, but...
I thought he was dressed like Hitler.
So we cut back to Zach, who is on his bed reading a copy of Outlaw Biker again.
More like Whack Morris.
And Screech is now playing the tennis racket like it's a guitar, and he's got his feet kicked up on Zach's bed, too. It's just kind of weird.
Why do they keep making that boyoying sound?
When they're playing with the tennis racket? Yeah. I don't know. So there's a knock on the door, and Slater comes in, and Zach says, "Oh, my Slater, what are you doing here?" And Slater tells him, "Well, Belding sent me over here to get Screech and to make sure that you're really sick." So Screech tells Zach to don't come any closer. I'm sorry, Screech tells Slater, "Don't come any closer or you're going to catch it." And Zach rolls his eyes and says, "Catch what? Screech's dorkitis?" And I told you, Screech, I'm not really sick. I need a day to rest. So Slater tells him, "Belding wants a note from your mom," and tells him, "I can't imagine why he wouldn't believe that you're sick." So Zach tells Slater, Zemo, Whack Morris tells him, "Belding should take some time off from work himself." And then Slater says, "Yeah, like until I graduate."
Like he's ever going to.
Yeah, right. So Slater tells him, "Get back to school where you personally he's going to come to you." And so Zach says...
You're like butchering a robot over there.
Oh, man, really? God, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So basically, Slater tells Zach that he needs to come back to school or Belding's going to personally come get him. And Zach tells him, he's like, "Belding? At my house?"
because we've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Belding's so, boys.
Belding tried to move in. Belding's boys. He tried to move into their house.
Yeah.
So, Screech says, "I'm going to head him off in the halls." and he goes running out, but then he falls because he's wearing like headphones that are attached to something, and it knocks him down.
Yeah.
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then Screech leaves. So Slater sits down and says, "So what have you been doing all day, Zach?" And Zach says, "Watching a little tube, listening to tunes, thinking about the summer, you know, the beach."
He's done none of that.
The girls. And Slater says, "Oh yeah, the girls."
He's done none of that. All he's done is lay on his bed.
Pretty much, yeah, sleeping and stuff.
More like whack Morris.
Yeah. So then we cut to the time that Zach Morris met Stacy Grossi.
And just then, we see the King of Queens walk in.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. We'll get her name in a minute, but we are just being introduced to Stacy Carochi. So this girl walks in. Let's pretend we don't know who she is now because the question is safe to me. So she walks in and Zach's checking her out, and he says, "You know what? I take that back, Spano." He doesn't actually throw the Spano part in. I did, so you know who he's talking to, though. So Zach stops her and says, "Hi there, can I help you?" And she says, "Maybe. I'm looking for someone." And Zach says, "Oh, aren't we all? And sometimes we get lucky and find that someone we're looking for." I think he's trying to take her back to his lair so he can do Halloween-type stuff to her.
Yeah, he's got
to
put her in the hole.
Yeah. And she says, "Oh, wow. That's so profound." She's got a real attitude.
I can't stand her.
So she says, "Look, I'm looking for Leon Carosi." And Zach says, "What do you want to see that jerk for?" And she says, "Because that jerk is my father." Dun, dun, dun.
Well, to be fair, that's pretty stupid of Zach. Is that what you want to do? When you're, like, working at a hotel and guests... Like, say she wasn't even his daughter, just a guest. You just go badmouthing your boss to the guest?
What do you want to see that dildo for?
Yes, exactly. At least we have the decency to insult each other behind our backs.
Right?
Zach and Kelly are also playing golf. And Zach uses the tried and true method of teaching Kelly golf from behind.
Oh my god, yeah! It does work!
It does!
Yeah, you go behind them.
Yeah, especially if they don't see you coming, they love that.
Yeah, I saw a lady in the store, and she was getting some beans off the shelf, and I just went up behind her, and I reached around and helped her get the beans.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And she learned how to do it for herself after that.
No, I just got kicked out of the store. But
oh. Yeah, but I bet she learned to get those beans out faster now.
Get beans next time.
Yes.
She'll look behind her for going for those beans.
So we cut back to Zach and Slater in Zach's room. Zach sitting on the bed, Slater sitting on the chair, man style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the way he always sits.
Yeah, he's man spreading. So Zach says, "This summer wasn't too shabby." And Slater says, "Dude, it was awesome. I made $500 in tips." And Zach says, "Oh my god, you did?" So Zach launches into this, "Did I tell you about the Whack Morris investment program?" And Slater cuts him off and says, "Forget it. Whatever you're selling, I'm not buying." By the way, Zach Morris has the worst bunched up white socks I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh man, they bunched. So Zach says, Slater asks Zach, he's like, "What do you got there?" And Zach says, "Oh, some pictures that Screech brought over." And Slater says, "You know, Preppy, I could use a little rest and relaxation myself. Why don't you toss me a pillow, comrade?" So Slater gets up and sits down with a beanbag. And he starts laying down with the pillow. Yeah, and Zach asks him if he wants a soda. And Slater says, "You know what? Why not?" So Zach throws Slater a soda from across the room.
Yeah, so Slater starts, what was it, manspreading?
Yep.
He starts manspreading the beanbag chair.
And the soda, both.
Oh, the soda too?
Oh, yeah, he's doing some sick, it's like, It's like they're alone. He's doing some sick, like mouth gestures. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah, so, like he went. He's already past the hand gestures point.
Yeah. So Zach says comfy, and Slater says perfecto. So Zach says sit back, relax, and think about the time we were on the Malibu Sands volleyball team.
Yeah, this very specific.
You know what's funny? Yeah, right? But you know what's funny is, like, I think the first clip that happens in this episode, I totally was just like, I don't know, they play volleyball or something. Because, I mean, like, and okay, so no, this time they really are, this time we really are going to go back to the time where we talked about the time that they played volleyball. Yes.
So, the game begins. And, you know what, it's about 3 minutes I don't have to take notes on, so that's good. So through Stacy like flashing Ted and Todd, they tie up the game. She like graces her shirt, but we get like that stupid TV cut where like we see her from the back, so we don't get anything. We don't get to see anything. Wasn't she like in a cult, like in real life?
Well, yeah, she was a Scientologist.
And now she's like all going up against them or something.
Yeah. Because she don't like Tom Cruise.
She's a dumbie. That's why.
Because she doesn't like Tom Cruise?
No, because she's a dumbie for being in Scientology in the first place. Hey, I'm New Yorker. Look at me. I'm a Scientologist. Whatever, dumbie. So, it's time for the final point. The winning point. The ball is tossed, like, really, really, really high up in the air. And then Zach hits the game-winning spike. And then they all hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stacy and Zach hug, but they're like, oh man, we shouldn't be hugging.
Okay, so cut back to Zach, who's like laying on the bed, and Slater looks like he's coming to from being unconscious or something.
Well, dude, we've seen Zach Morris rock the Cosby sweaters before.
Are you saying he slipped something in his soda?
That is exactly what I am saying.
Allegedly, that is awful.
It is awful.
That's darker than I thought the show was planning on taking it.
Zach is an awful human being.
So, the first thing Zach says is, you were great, Slater. What?
Yeah, like completely out of context. It's just really weird.
Alright, that was weird. It seems like he was like doing that thing where he's like a serial killer trying to rub it in your face, you know what I mean? Like you're an idiot. But that's supposed to be. So he says, Slater, you weren't so tough when you raced Lisa this summer. And Slater says, nothing. And we cut to the time that we talked about, the time that they did an obstacle course race or something.
They cut to the time that they ran an obstacle race, but we cut to the time that you and I discussed why the hell did they tease Lisa getting with Slater and then nothing came of it.
That's probably what the next 3.5 hours is going to be of the show.
Yes, us complaining. There's a
clip of that. Yeah.
So they ask, Zach asks if they're ready, and Slater says, oh yeah, you bet. And then Slater says, you're history, honey. And Lisa Sterling says, eat my dust, Slater.
Dude, she let him have it, man.
She did. She snapped right in his face. Yep. His stupid idiot face. So the whistle blows, and they're running with flippers on, like swimming flippers.
Yeah.
And okay, Slater trips and falls in his face in the sand. So then they get to the next obstacle, which is like a limbo stick, mm-hmm. to which Lisa Turtle gets halfway under it and then just cheats.
Yes.
Slater gets like almost all the way under it. But as he goes to get up, he hits it on his head and it falls down. Now, you'd think that would be some sort of DQ or he'd have to do it again. But no, he continues to race.
Well,
can somebody tell me why we even have the limbo sticks?
I mean, his mullet is an extension of himself and it hit the stick. Therefore, he should be disqualified.
And he didn't do anything.
Nope.
He just knocked the stick over.
Yep.
But he just kept going because who cares?
Well, I have a theory about this, though. So.
Okay. So, you know what? I think I know your theory, and I think you might be right. But we'll see. So then they get to the next obstacle, and it's like, they gotta walk this plank, this beam, and the beam's got some sort of flag on it.
Yeah.
From some country. I think it might be Argentina.
Well, Slater is from Honduras, so it makes sense.
So, once again, Slater falls off the beam! Dude, Slater has botched every spot of this match.
Yeah.
Every spot!
Yep.
So it seems like... It seems a little funny. So now they jump into the tubes. Lisa Turtle makes it all the way through the tubes. Fine. Slater comes out and lands on his face. He can't even go through it. He can't even exit a tube.
So Slater got stuck in that tube, right? Because he's thicker than Screech.
Yeah. So now they got to jump over some, like, lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Beach chairs. And as they're jumping over, everything's fine. And Slater, actually, that's the one thing he kind of doesn't botch. So Lee Turtle crossed the finish line, but before Slater hits the finish line, he falls flat on his face.
Dude, yeah.
Did Slater just throw this?
Yes, that's on my notes. Slater threw that game.
Slater threw this.
He just dove face first into the sand as soon as he ran those benches. Like, he didn't even bother trying to reach the finish line. He just took a dive.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that Jesse made a pretty huge bet.
Oh, that's what you're guessing?
Okay, because I'm guessing Lisa was the underdog in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jesse, because Slater can't place the bet on himself, he doesn't understand how things work.
Mm-hmm.
But he might convince Jesse to do it.
Right.
So I'm guessing that they're just going to split the dough.
Oh, well, I have a better theory, and we'll get to mine in a minute.
Okay. But we both agree he threw the game.
Oh, absolutely. He totally threw this game.
Okay.
I can't believe they don't actually tell us that he did, though.
Yeah,
it's weird.
They should.
So, Lisa Turtle looks down at him and says, "Can I get something?" Sorry, whoa, tired here. She says, "Can I get something to rinse all that sand out your mouth?" And Slater says, "I lost. I lost bad. I lost to a girl." And he looks all disgusted with himself. Is he just acting? Because I don't think he's a good actor.
He is. He's trying to make it look convincing.
Okay. So we cut back once again to Zach in his room, and he's sitting on his bed, and this time Slater is like really passed out. I think before maybe he was just groggy or something, but like now he is like out.
And Zach, okay, Slater is like drool on his chin, knocked out. And Zach is sitting on the edge of his bed. Just
making like a sinister, yeah, making like the most sinister Ted Bundy face I've ever seen.
He is just staring at him. Dude.
You know, have you ever seen the picture? Oh, okay. Have you ever seen the thing where it's like 50 pictures of Ted Bundy, like all side by side?
Yeah,
and it just like goes to show like how he tried to make himself look different, and he looks like a different person in every one.
Yeah.
He's totally making like the number 7 face.
And for those of you who haven't seen,
I think calculated. But go ahead.
Zach looks like Norman Bates in the end of Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's making that face like, I wouldn't hurt a fly. Have they shown us Zach Morris's bookshelf in this episode?
Well, yeah, it's been back there. I mean, it's got the usual things on it, like, you know, The Stranger Beside Me.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, if he has that up there. Does he have, like, the serial killer encyclopedia?
Something like that, but he's also got, it was really weird because he's got, like, 30 copies of Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, odd.
Hmm.
Oh, and like so he one John Lennon album there.
Yeah, I like his Sports Illustrated football phone.
Yes.
So Zach Morris says this summer was enough to wear out even the biggest jocks.
Dude, he looks so creepy.
I know, and he once again looks over at Slater, who is now like wiping his face and just like going insane.
And he's like kicking his leg like a dog having a nightmare.
Yeah. And we go to our first commercial break. We never really had a good gimmick for commercial breaks on this show. Did you notice that 100 episodes and we never really...
Well, we did at the very beginning with the Ms. Bliss, and then we thought it took too much time, so we stopped.
Yeah.
Remember, like...
We'd do advertisements for real products.
You would do advertisement for, like, real products, and I would do some for, like, these, like, horrible, like, historic events. Like, I'd be like, buy your China plate set of, like, the Jamestown Massacre.
Oh, yeah, the Franklin Mint.
Yes.
Commemorative plane of the Jonestown Massacre. Wow, that is a good gimmick. Oh, man, I think we could have run with that if we had just workshopped that a little better. All right, so anyways, we come back from our first commercial break, and Zach Morris is once again in his room, in his bed, asleep, and Slater is also in the beanbag, asleep.
But look, Slater still has his, like, dog having a nightmare stance. He's still kicking his leg, and his face is still, like, you know, like, scrunched up. But Zach looks, like, strangely just satisfied, like, you know.
Oddly, yeah. Okay, so Lisa Turtle comes walking into the room now and says, hello, and sees the boys sleeping, right?
And now Lisa's just straight out wearing Jesse's wardrobe.
Pretty much. What are you going to do when Jesse's not there, right?
Yeah, you give Lisa the mom pants.
I don't know. Is, like, Jesse this... here or not? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think we see her. I think Lisa is the only one we see.
I think so, too. It's just they throw you off because it's a clip show. But, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and then Lisa, like I said, she's wearing the denim mom jeans all the way up to her, like, her chest. And then she's wearing, like, this, like, two times too big for her denim full long sleeve shirt jacket thing.
Yeah.
And her belt is literally a string tied around her waist.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. Beverly Hillbillies, you know.
Yeah.
So Zach wakes up and goes, oh, hey, Lisa, don't tell me Belding sent you. And she says,
Belding.
Good. That was good.
Remember the time we said that?
Do I? I'm proud of you. That was good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. It's going to be even better when the clip doesn't show up and Bayside Mashers are going to be writing in letters to the guys upstairs.
Oh, man. I hope. Yeah.
We're going to be in the doghouse after this one.
That's going to be bad news, Bears.
We're going to be suspended. You know, 30-day suspension for our first, or is this our second strike?
I don't know. I get lots of strikes. Got, like, a lot. So Lisa Turtle says, when Screech came back all alone, Belding sent me to find Slater. And she says, I feel like Lassie looking for little lost Timmy. That's not a very sassy thing by any measure.
It's not.
Said or did. It's kind of odd.
Oh. Okay, to continue. I was going to say something, but it'll spoil what's coming up right now.
Please don't spoil what's coming up next.
Yeah.
So, Slater says, well, you found us, Lassie. Now pull up some rug and beg for a chip.
Did he just call her a B-word? Because Lassie was a female dog, so...
I mean, yeah, but that's being a little reductive, don't you think?
Well, I don't know, because Slater looks like he wants to tell her something, but he's scared of her.
Slater's not smart enough to use, like, language against people.
Very good point. He's not smart enough for, like, metaphors and all that.
Yeah, that's what Zach's up for. Right?
Yep.
So Lisa wants to know. She says, who were you gossiping about, boys or girls? And they tell her, you know, Lisa, guys don't gossip. They discuss. And so Slater says, yeah, Lisa, we were discussing how great our summer was. And Zach says, I guess I dozed off. Still haven't recovered. So Lisa says, I don't know what the hell that means. So Lisa says, the reason you are so tired is all the running around we did in summer. And then Lisa says, I wore down 6 pairs of high heels into flats.
More like Whack Morris.
Yeah.
96 episodes, we get Whack Morris.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I hope it dies here.
It probably will.
It was just a passing comment that I probably shouldn't have made that'll now probably live on forever.
No, because I don't think we have any reference for Whack Morris other than this episode.
Well, yeah, but he got caught with the swimsuit issue outlaw biker. I mean, what else was he... Okay, whatever. Whatever. So the phone rings and Zach says, I bet you that's Belding checking up on me right now. So Zach answers the phone and goes, hello. And then he goes, oh, Kelly and Jesse.
There's our answer.
Are they, I don't know, but are they even there? Are they just, I mean, nope. It doesn't mean they're there.
This is him saying names into a phone.
Yeah.
He's doing and the guy. What's that guy's name? Not Bob Hope.
John Turturro.
Yeah, he's doing the John Turturro skit where he talks on the phone, but he repeats everything they say.
Oh, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Oh, yeah. So he says, I mean, isn't that what everybody does when they're phone acting?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, people say he's the greatest phone actor of all time, but, like, he's only doing what, like, you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because if not, we have a one-sided conversation.
I guess it's a weird way to look at it, though, because you could be, like, the greatest pole vaulter in the world. Supposed to do.
Dude, what if we do, a Newhart-type podcast where I'll say, like,
I bet that'll get worse ratings than this show, bro.
we could do it where it's like, oh, Megadev Skype isn't working, so I have to repeat everything you say.
Yeah, hey, just pretend I'm there the whole time talking about Aftermath. Something really good. Something that really pull the fans in, like just the 10 of us or something. No, actually, people might actually listen. There might be like one weirdo who listens to that. And it'd be me.
Yeah.
And it'd be me, and I'm the guy who's not even on. I'm the guy who's like they pretend is on it. All right, anyways, I'm sorry. So Zach tells Jesse and Kelly, KK Kapow, as I like to call her, I'm fine, but I just thought you guys might have been Belding calling. And then he says, well, what's going on? Oh my God, you're kidding. So Zach tells, puts the phone down and tells the gang, the half of the gang, that Belding won't let anyone off campus now until the two of you get back.
So what, the whole school's held hostage?
Right, until Slater and Lisa the Turtle go back to school.
Or LT, and, as we called her, to save time.
Right, and LT says, Lawrence Taylor? No. Lisa Turtle says, doesn't bother me. I'm already out.
Exactly, what do they care?
Exactly, right? That'd be like, none of these prisoners get to leave the prison until the escapees voluntarily come back. Fuck that. So anyways, Slater says, I'll think about it. And Zach says, hey, Slater said that he would think about it. That's what he tells Jesse and Kelly on the phone. And then he says, Jesse says, once a pig, always a pig.
What?
It's just stupid. Now they're using catchphrases of people who aren't on the show.
Yeah, now it's just... Yes. It's a new low. This is like they could have... You remember, was that Bruce Lee movie where he was dead, but they were still using, like, footage?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Game of Death?
No, you're talking about Brandon Lee.
No. Okay, Bruce Lee, when he died, he had filmed, like, not even a quarter of a movie, so they released it, but they had all these dumb tricks where...
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they did the same thing with The Crow.
Yeah, but the Bruce Lee one was even worse. They put up they literally put a cutout of his face on a mirror, and they had like the stunt actor stand behind the mirror so that Bruce Lee's cutout face covered his face. I'm 100% serious about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they had like real footage of Bruce Lee's funeral on there and stuff.
All right, so Slater hears, but the pig comment and goes, that's my mama. So Zach says, tells the girls that, we were just talking about the summer. It was the greatest. And then he tells them, okay, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Are they going to still be at school tomorrow because they didn't get to leave?
I don't know. First week of school. So everybody's going to just be stuck in the school for the first week?
I guess. It's parent-teacher week forever again. I don't know. So Lisa Turtle says, not big on the chit-chat, is she? Well, what happened? And Zach says, well, she had to jet cheerleading practice. And Slater says, the girls had as much fun as we did this summer. And then Lisa Turtle says, oh, yeah. And they all look off into space. And then we cut to the time that the captain and I talked about the girls all moving in together.
We cut to the nighttime in the girls' room when the doorbell rings. They all get up, and Jesse is holding a bat because she figures when the doorbell rings, I'm going to assault whoever's ringing the doorbell. It's a good, good way to greet your guests there, Girafferous. Lisa says that Jesse doesn't need a baseball bat. You can just nag them to death like you do everyone else, honey.
Oh, nagged to death.
So Zach is the one ringing the doorbell. Was Zach taking stupid vitamins during this? Was he on goofball pills?
I don't know.
Because he comes in, he's all super excited. He's like, yeah, all right, so what's up for tonight, huh? Yeah, let's do this. And then the girls are like, oh, whatever. And then Zach just gets like real angry. And he's like, hey, I'm hurt over here. So the girls are like, oh, whatever, Zach. And then like Zach leaves. So that scene was worth it, huh? Cleared up a lot of things.
I heard that you could find all the secret moves to do the fatalities on Mortal Kombat if you look online, the internet.
Oh, you could.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you show me where?
You're gonna have to click on our website and find out.
So, anyways, we've got a game of tug of war. And we've got the staff on one side, the guests on the other side, and there's a big pit in the middle. And the big pit is like a big square, like with water in it.
Yeah,
it's deep too, which is weird.
Yeah, because like you could totally fit in it. Like if you fall in, it'll be up to you, like your chest.
Yeah, and so in the end, the staff wins, and the person on the front of the guest is Lisa Turtle, and she gets pulled into the pit of water, and she does not look happy. And Slater goes up to her and goes, "Ah, why, Lisa? What are you doing in that cold, muddy water?" And he says, "I'll go get you a towel." And Lisa says, "Thank you." Well, that's nice of him, right?
Yeah, it was. Zach, you didn't have to do that, but he did.
So then Kelly Kapowski tells Jesse Spanos, she goes, hey, look.
Sorry,
I had a problem. She goes, hey, look at Carosi. And they look over, and Carosi's still holding on to the rope.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, and then Jesse says, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And Kelly says, okay, on three. One, two, three! And they pull the rope, and Mr. Carosi, because this is how ropes work, goes flying through the air and lands in the pit of water.
Dude, he belly flops that. Like, he just straight out belly flops into the pit.
He's lucky he didn't hurt Lisa Turtle.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyways, he gets up, and then Kelly Kapowski, looking as adorable as ever, and Jesse Spano go, oh, Mr. Carosi, I didn't think the game was over. And then they both go, sorry, and go walking off.
I think they were lying, though. I'm pretty sure they were very aware of the game being over.
Yes. And that, for some reason, the laws of physics would not apply to Mr. Carosi in this specific instance.
No.
Okay, so, wow, cheap way to throw Jesse Spano and KK Kapow in this episode. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's so wrong. It never even occurred to me watching this episode they weren't in it.
So is this a... is this a Tori episode where Jesse and Kelly kind of just take over via clips?
I guess. I have no idea what's going on here. So, we cut back to Zach laying on his bed. And who knows if there's anybody else in the room with him or not, because they don't care enough to tell us. I'll probably get a little bit more back to that in a minute, but he tells us, like every great summer, all good things come to an end. And we cut to, I don't know, a bunch of clips, variety clips, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, this whole episode. Carosi tells the staff that they're all invited again next year. Oh boy, I can't wait till we do 6 more spooky episodes next season, huh?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. We talked about this off the air last week. I mean, this week, because we were talking this episode. Oops. So, Carosi tells everybody that they're invited again. You're all invited back again here next year. And then, you know, they all leave or whatever. And Carosi stops Zach and he says, you know, Zach, when I said about everybody coming back, I especially meant you, son. And then they hug. They have a heartwarming moment where Carosi and Zach...
Yeah.
Oh, and he gives them money. He's like, here's all the tips I stiffed you on.
Right?
And They hug. Wow, Carosi earned that moment, huh?
It's the moment that Mr. Belding never got.
Mr. Belding, the guy who went 4 years having to deal with Zach Morris' shenanigans, who got close to him, never got a moment where he hugged him and called him son or anything.
Right?
But Carosi did it after 6 spooky episodes.
Spooky episodes.
Alright, so Stacy and Zach have like some sweet, tender moment, I guess. And then Zach makes a lot of fake promises that he's never gonna keep. And neither will she. I promise to write to you every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Right?
This was before emails. So what was he gonna write her in? Like texting? Like in Messenger?
Yeah, he was gonna send her some Facebook messages.
Was he just gonna like tweet to her? Is that it?
He was gonna FaceTime with her.
Oh, okay. Every day, FaceTime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every single day, Zach was gonna write to her, and he was never gonna forget about her because he loves her. He told her that. He told her that he loves her.
He loves her buff nugs.
Yeah, that's
what Pauly Shore would say.
That's what the episode ended on. I love your buff nugs.
The
end. The end. Okay, no, not the end yet.
Sorry.
Buff nugs would have been amazing to end the show on. So yeah, he tells her he loves her, and then Stacy's like, yeah, Zach, look, I gotta go talk to my dad. And then she leaves. So Zach is like hanging out at the beach the next morning. So has Zach just spent the whole night just sitting there?
Yep.
Isn't this like the 5th time he does this?
Yep.
Every time something happens, he's just sitting there at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
At least this time he's fully clothed. And then all the other cast members join him, and they have some sort of dumb moment. The end.
What do you mean by dumb moment?
It's like some dumb moment where like, oh, do you need a friend? How about 5 of them? And that's it.
Yeah.
The end.
Man, Captain! These stupid writers have just, like, disrespected our intelligence a lot of times. But yeah, holy crap, what happened? And the non-clip part of this episode? What was the end of it? Where was the end?
Everyone got held hostage at school, and then Lisa and Slater probably just went home. Or stayed there with them. I don't know.
Wow, that was really great. Nothing. Ending.
Wow,
the history of Saved by the Bell non-endings, that was the non-nonest of non-endings.
I was going to say, is this worse than the times they've left us wondering if they won the race or the football game?
I kind of feel like... Okay, here's the thing. There's less... there is less... I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. That's not good for being on a podcast. No, I guess what I was trying to say is that there's less substantial, it happening in this episode, the actual story plot or whatever.
Yeah.
Because those other episodes, that's an entire episode that you have to watch 30 minutes and then they leave you hanging.
True.
Now, I say that this is a worse ending, but it maybe isn't worse than one that you waited 30 minutes to try to see an ending. Like, no one really cares about the non-clip part of this episode. But that being said, they still didn't give you any kind of ending.
No. They didn't Slater and Lisa say something like, all right, we'll see you, Zach, or hope you get better, we'll see you at school tomorrow, or something.
Yeah, you still failed algebra, by the way.
Yes.
Like, I mean...
They could have even ended it with just, like, him saying that and, at the very least, have his mom's, like, voice yell out, like, I'm home, I brought the Oreos, and then he'll be like, all right, well, I gotta go, guys.
Something. I say, okay, so the moral here is Zach Morris is a sociopath, and he is, wishes he is, was the first, the, god damn it, He wishes he was the poor man's Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
That, he's
he
not.
Wishes he was.
Right?
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
He also wishes he was picture number 3 on that Ted Bundy lineup.
7.
No, he looks like 7, but he wishes he
was 3. Oh, I got you. He wishes he was a 3. He's a 7 who wishes he was a 3. A 7 with 3 with potential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never believe what number 14 is. Your jaw will drop.
It already has.
That's why the podcasting business or podcasting industry hates us.
Oh, you'll never guess.
Probably because of our bad podcasting. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Remember, everybody... Oh, did you miss something?
No, well, no. I was waiting to hear from my friend Paul Meister.
Oh, well, let's check. Because I think his email might be overloaded. Because, like, everybody wants to know what's going on with him now.
Yeah, I bet he got hacked. Hacked hard.
He got hacked. Like, we give out life hacks?
Mm-hmm.
That's how his got hacked.
Oh, man. One of our life hacks...
We got an email from Mr. Mikey Robledo.
What?
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Okay, Mikey. Remember Mikey from the pilot episode?
Oh, absolutely. He flies over your head sometimes.
He writes, I'd like to add you to my professional network on LinkedIn. Michael Robledo wants to connect with you on LinkedIn. Join now to view their profile and start your own. So thank you for writing in, LinkedIn.
Good.
Yeah.
So we got 3 more episodes and then that's it forever.
That's it. We're gone.
Goner.
From your lives.
No one's going to make you sit down and force you to listen to us ever again.
Nope. What's going to happen to the first place. What's going
to
happen to the people outside your window?
I don't know, man. You know what? It's like the sun sets sometimes, you know? And the sun might be setting.
It's like Zach Morris said, all good things come to an end.
Yeah, it's like a metaphor, kind of. The sun setting outside my window, you know?
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, you're smart enough to use those later, isn't?
Well, I mean, to be fair, he's basically like a puppy. You know what I mean? Like, so there's no pride and dignity in being smarter than a puppy.
Okay, yeah, good point.
But you know what? There is more pride and dignity. I can't even say it. You know what? I'll tell you next time.